at 665 Frontage Road in Longmont, Colorado.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Two articles that I want to present, and I don't know. I think I'll go with this article firstly. I visited with you on this matter of the, I think it was 2 weeks ago, on the Restrict Act. Or the TikTok bill. And the article that I'm going to follow up with is out of the American Thinker, Eight Startling Democrat Party, Eight Facts That that the Democrat Party in this country, the same steps that are being followed today were the eight steps of Adolf Hitler's Nazi Germany. And you can't separate these two thoughts. One, that the Restrict Act is really Nazism, and the Democrat Party is also patterned after Nazism. Or should I say that Nazism was patterned off of the Democratic Party in America? Adolf Hitler found it fascinating the way that the Democrat Party in America began to control this nation starting in about 1825. And he took the principles, Adolf Hitler, took the principles, and he was able to deceive the people, brilliant people in Germany and the European nations, and he was able to control a society. And the Restrict Act, I'm going to begin there. And what I'll present to you, I'll present, whether you choose to believe it or if you do understand it, and if you do realize there's no difference between Nazism and the Democrat Party in this country, the similarities. Now, the difference is the Nazi Party came into power and brought in a system of evil the world had never known. The Democrat Party has been incrementally, and the spirit behind the Democrat Party, I'm not going to say all the Democrats, but the spirit behind the Democrat Party as a political party has not fully manifested presently. It's going to manifest in the years to come, is manifesting. And I'm going to just present this matter of the Restrict Act. This is out of allnewspipeline.com. This was out of Monday's article. The Restrict Act. Totalitarianism is good for you. The author, D. Parker. Supposedly, a TikTok act is going to ban I'm going to begin someplace else. I'm trying to lay this out as... Okay, the TikTok Act, it's an emerging bipartisan coalition of civil libertarians on the right and left that warn legislation is a Trojan horse. It's an Orwellian bill, warns Ohio Republican Warren Davidson. It empowers the Commerce Department to crack down on TikTok. They fear the bill would give the federal government sweeping new authority to surveil and punish, largely free of public scrutiny or accountability, digital communications or transactions posing vaguely defined undue and unacceptable risk to national security or public safety. The Steppenwolf in the 60s came out with the movie Monster, the monster being Empire or the United States of America. And we are beginning to see this government in America morph into a creature that this society hasn't seen in all the years of our existence. A creature that can do one thing: devour. That's it. Devour the society. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
Gottspainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
Conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays, Propaganda, 1928.
KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
This society, this nation, this government, and people know this, they won't admit it, has become truly a monster. We are beginning to see the mask on the face is being or is being torn away, and the people that are in jeopardy are the people of this country. It's going to get worse. Now, with the TikTok Act or this Restrict Act, this is just, I have to go and present this to you again repeatedly. Christ said that what is done in secret must be exposed and revealed. The direction that this country is going through all these bills that we're seeing at the state level, at the national level, you're beginning to see what this nation is in reality. It is becoming a nation where the nations of the world are not safe from it, and the people of the nation are not safe from it. And this one bill is basically revealing to these to the people of America what is coming. Is this going to be passed? I don't know if it'll be passed shortly. Eventually, yes. Eventually, when? I don't know. This bill, I will tell you, is actually in the Bible. If I were to put a name to it, it's called the Restrict Act. But actually, I'll give you a name and you're not going to like it. And you're going to disagree with me. It's okay. This is the bill that Barack Obama will use on the American people when he comes back to power. There's not going to be a 2024 election. What you're seeing right now is a facade. Kennedy, Trump on the same ticket. It was Ron DeSantis, Candace Owens on the same ticket for the Republican Party. This is a sham. This country has been hijacked years and years and decades and centuries ago. But it has to develop into a creature that in my lifetime people had never seen, not seen. Now, Kentucky Republican Senator Paul Rand, he tweeted, "Prepare for the Patriot Act for the internet." This is how he sees it. Prepare for the Patriot Act for the internet. It gives the ability, really, with almost no due process whatsoever, for somebody to be fined $1 million and in prison for 20 years. Davidson said, I missed where he was quoted here. Republican Warren Davidson, actually. That was Paul Rand's comment, prepare for the Patriot Act for the internet. Warren Davidson's comment was, it gives the ability, really, with almost no due process whatsoever, for somebody to be fined $1 million and imprisoned for 20 years. And that's if they get caught violating things like downloading software that the government doesn't approve of. The Restrict Act would, among other things, criminalize the use of virtual private networks, or VPNs, relied on by millions of internet users to protect their data when browsing the internet. End of quote. So if you, like so many other who are already using a VPN to work remotely or stay safe on the internet, you're already in violation of the Restrict Act. Now, The Restrict Act, also known as the TikTok bill ban, even though it doesn't mention TikTok anywhere, would protect U.S. citizens from a communist party spying on them by having another communist party spying them on them instead of throwing them in prison. That certainly sounds like an improvement, doesn't it? Again, the article, allnewspipeline.com, May the 3rd, a Trojan horse to impose full-scale tyranny worse than any government in history. I liken what is happening, the direction we're going, to Adolf Hitler's Germany. This will be far more wicked and evil than anything that Adolf Hitler did. Okay, now here's what the government's going to do. The secretary, whoever's in charge, in consultation with any relevant executive department and agency head or heads, is authorized to and shall take action to identify, deter, disrupt, prevent, prohibit, investigate, or otherwise mitigate, including by negotiating, entering into, or imposing and enforcing any mitigation measure to address any risk arising from any covered transaction by any person or with respect to any property subject to the jurisdiction of empire or the jurisdiction of the United States. For the coming totalitarian, worse than totalitarian, even totalitarian doesn't describe what is coming adequately. What is coming? I'll phrase it the way Christ himself would phrase it. If he doesn't return, no flesh will be saved. He phrased it more succinctly than the word totalitarian or whatever. Fascist, communist, doesn't matter. If he doesn't return, no flesh will be saved. And this is in the jurisdiction in the United States of America. 2 weeks ago, I presented to you a thought. When I read the article on the Restrict Act, if you do any transactions outside of the country with any nation that this country deems an enemy, everything you have will be taken. Now, who was I talking about, and who would be outside nations that would be enemies of this country? It won't be most of the European nations. It won't be a collective of, for the most part, the NATO nations, because they're in a unipolar network. But any nation that will not go along with America's world hegemonic, totalitarian, end of the world, new world order, one world order, Luciferian, Illuminati, satanically controlled network of agencies, including World Economic Forum. Any transaction that you do with any nation that doesn't approve of empire, you'll lose everything. These nations will be the nations that are scrambling to become part of the BRICS network of nations that are destroying the petrodollar, destroying, interfering the plans of the global new age, the globalist one world government, secret societies. These nations in the Middle East, many of them, the other new nations that are joining in the global South, in South America, Brazil, Venezuela, Honduras, Mexico, these nations are quickly moving into and are joining and partnering with the BRICS network. South Africa, many nations. There are nations in the Far East, India, of course, and then Pakistan, other nations who are making the decision. They do not want to be controlled by empire excuse me, any longer. These nations excuse me, are the enemy. You do any transactions from this nation with those nations, you're going to lose everything. I'll give you a little insight. You are in a place where you have to make decisions. A major decision is if you stay in the unipolar world with the Five Eyes nations, Britain, Australia, New Zealand, and Canada, and America being the big brother of the five, the thumb. If you decide to stay in this unipolar network, you are going to be, or that, why do they call it Five Eyes? Because they have eyes on everything in their countries. Look what's happened in Australia. These poor people down there, you cannot imagine the suffering that the citizens of Australia have just, for the last 2 years, a draconian system led by people in the occult. And they know it, and they laugh, because the people of the world are blind. Just like Hitler and the Nazis laughed, because they knew that because they partnered with England and the United States, the nations of the world weren't going to find out about the destruction, the death through these Treblinka and Auschwitz. They knew, the Germans knew, it wasn't going to be reported on in England, in Europe, in America, in Canada. They knew, because they knew that there was, the media was owned by the British and the Americans. And because the British and the Americans were working with Adolf Hitler, they knew they could destroy without being interfered with for a while. Well, this Restrict Act, it is going to be part of the laws of this nation. And if there was ever a time you want out of empire, for the people that are coming here, and you think you want to come here to be part of the American dream, there is no American dream. For all you people coming south of the border, you Chinese, there's no American dream. There's only the Restrict Act. This is your future. And if you come here and you're going to, and you begin to take government assistance, you're going to have to eventually take the mark of the beast, the mark of the coming Antichrist. This is disturbing, but the world has changed. The world is going, we are going a direction that we in this country could never imagine. It's just beginning. It's going to accelerate. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. Podcast 1360KHNC.com. I don't mean to shock you, but I must tell you the truth.
J. Deplorable here. Join me for my A10 Warthog radio show, the home of truth, logic, and common sense. That Swamp Fight, Saturdays at 12 noon.
The Naturally Inspired Health Summit. Real solutions for healthy living. June 24th at The Ranch in Loveland, next to the Budweiser Event Center. Come and meet local providers like Gail Lynn, inventor of the Harmonic Egg, adapted athlete Rustin Hughes from Be Bold Adapted Living, Christy Sullivan from Vitality for Life, Christy Hall from Living Well Health Group, Children's Health Defense, and Weston A. Price Foundation. Get your tickets now before prices increase. Visit NaturallyInspiredHealthSummit.com.
The Tree Farm's early spring tree and shrub sale now through Mother's Day. See what's on sale at thetreefarm.com. 6 to 8 foot tall spring snow fruitless crabapple trees now $139.99 each. 3 year old Cheyenne privet hedge now gets 6 for $266. Old fashioned peony bushes now $59.99 with 10 colors to choose from. Now through Mother's Day. Come see.
You take I-25 to exit 235. Then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Hey folks, Larry Elder here. The rumors are true. KHNC listeners are loving Y-Refi. They're investing in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or to the Fed. A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose. And get this. There is no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Eldorados, you got to get in touch with Y-Refi. I've met with them personally, and take it from me, the great Eldersky, they are trustworthy, honest, and you can earn a fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI-24. Click on investyrefi.com or call 888-YREFI-24. You will be glad you did.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
I give this guy writing this article, D. Parker, this guy has two thumbs up for me. So, these mitigation measures, I'm going on with the article, include punishing you with fines, jail time, and civil and criminal forfeiture. Civil penalties. The secretary, who's the secretary? You can show me your papers, please. No. Somebody much higher than that, the secretary. Who is the secretary? The boogeyman. May impose the following civil penalties on a person for each violation by that person of this act or any regulation, order, or direction, mitigation measure, prohibition, or other authorization issued under the act. 1. A fine of not more than $250,000. They lie to you right out of the gate. A fine of not more than $250,000. That's a lie already. Or an amount that is twice the value of the transaction that is the basis of the violation with respect to which the penalty is imposed, whichever is greater. Secondly, criminal penalties. In general, a person who willfully commits, willfully attempts to commit, or willfully conspires to commit, or aids or abets in a commission of an unlawful act described in subsection A, shall upon conviction be fined not more than $1 million. Oh, how generous. Or of a natural person may be imprisoned for not, and if a natural person may not be in prison for more than 20 years. Generous. These people, you can tell the compassion they have for their fellow citizen. Number 2, civil forfeiture. In general, any property, real or personal, tangible or intangible, used or intended to be based in any measure to commit or facilitate a violation or attempted violation described in paragraph 1, shall be subject to forfeiture to the United States. That was like eminent domain. They just come in and take it. Anything. Anything. Already right now, you know what you have to forfeit if you don't go along with some of the FDA laws? Your children. And what have people been doing for the last two and a half years? They've been forfeiting their lives. They don't want the jab. They've been forced to take the jab. They don't want to be put on a ventilator in the hospital for a cold. They're forced to be put on a ventilator. But the hospital is able to recover minimum $30 to maybe $100,000 should the individual die. Okay, forfeiture. Any person who is convicted under paragraph 1 shall, in addition to any other penalty, forfeit to the United States. So you get all these penalties, $1 million, 20 years in jail, and whatever. They forfeit any property, real or personal, tangible or intangible, used or intended to be used in any manner to commit or facilitate the violation or attempted violation of paragraph 1. And this here, you better be an attorney. You better start law school. D, timing. The term covered transaction includes a current, past, or potential future transaction. So this is like Minority Report, where you're going to commit a crime in the future. Oh, let's see. I'm going to get a knock on my door, and an officer, I'm going to say, yes, officer, how may I help you today? May I come in? No, sir, you may not. But I'd like to come in. No, officer, I'm not going to let you in. What is your nature of your being at my front door? Well, you're going to exceed the speed limit on I-25 at some point, and your speed limit is 75 in a non-construction zone. You're probably going to go, sir, you're probably going to go at least 3 to 7 miles an hour beyond that speed limit. So I'm going to fine you right now for a future violation. Oh, thank you, officer. Thank you. This is what it's saying. A future transaction. You haven't committed it yet, but you're going to commit it. Right? Now, here's, he finishes the article by saying that, so you could have already violated this law before it's even brought up. And then he gives a quote from Ayn Rand from the book Atlas Shrugged. Here's what she writes. Do you think that we want those laws to be obeyed? We want them broken. There's no way to rule innocent men. The only power the government has is in the power to crack down on criminals. Well, when there aren't enough criminals, one makes them. When there aren't enough criminals, one makes them. One declares so many things to be a crime that it becomes impossible for men to live without breaking laws. Now, Brian on his program says we break like 5 laws a day. Or is it an hour? Or is it a minute? But you're going to break a law. So I'm going to get a ticket for something today, a ticket, and have to pay for something today that I'm going to break in the future. Am I going to jaywalk in a no jaywalk zone? No. So I'm just telling the officers of the law right now, no, I'm not going to jaywalk. No, I'm not going to go over 75 in a 75 mile an hour zone, because I'm old and I drive 55 in a 75. So you can't come and get me. Now, you might give me a ticket for driving too slow. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to bump it up to 63. This way I'm not going too slow. but I'm not breaking the 75-mile-an-hour limit. So if you want to give me a ticket for a future offense, you got to find something else, because I'm an old guy and I drive slow. And people, they tell me I'm number one when they pass me. And that's okay. I learned years ago, driving commercially, I drive like the old Greyhound bus drivers. They read the road. And people have a tendency on the interstate to run together in packs, just like rats, like a bunch of rats. You'll have 20, 30 cars running together. You'll have a little gap. Then you'll have 20 or 30 cars coming up behind you. Ride right in the middle. Let them pass you. And let them tell you you're number one. And then up ahead, sure enough, here's a collision. And here's three or four cars on the side of the road. And somebody, oh, that was the guy that told me I was number one. That's the guy up there. I remember that car. I have to have a little humor here. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcast.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
You may not think about your exterior paint on your home that often, but the truth is, it's the first line of defense to protecting your siding, trim, and everything else beneath that from the deteriorating effects of the weather. Sun, snow, moisture, wind, it all takes a toll. It's the biggest investment of your life, protect it. Paint is the first line of defense. Call me, Bucky, at Colorado Masterworks at 970-825-9305 for a free inspection, and if it's necessary, a free estimate. I'd be happy to help you out.
Hey, this is Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group, with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
Neil Diamond sang a song years ago, Coming to America, and all they want, they just want to be free, so they're coming to America. You want to be free? You better not come to Empire. You better not come to the land of the plumed serpent. You better not come here. For you people in the nations, don't come to America. You have no future in this country. I just read to you why you have no future. And if you do come and you bring $15, $20 million thinking you're going to live the rest of your lives out in a free nation, I'm telling you, you have definitely You're under a spell. Don't come to America. In fact, in the book of Revelation chapter 18, remember, when Adolf Hitler began his campaign in his country, he demonized everybody, especially the Jewish people, the anti-Semitism, and the Jewish people in America that have Jewish ancestry. You are not safe here. You are not safe in America. And the Christian people that are coming here from other nations to evangelize the Christians who are apostate, please, Christians from other nations, you cannot help the Christians in America. You can't help them. You won't change them. The Christians in America have been deceived by the riches of the world. So you missionaries that have been coming to America to help save the people in this nation, don't try to help the Christians, the evangelical Christians, the Pentecostal Christians, the Catholics, the Lutherans, Greek Orthodox. You can't help them. They're too fully influenced by the culture of this society. And look at the culture. Now, if you come to America with children, guess what we're going to do to your children? We're going to begin to tell your children, your little boy, that he's really a little girl, and your little girl that she's a little boy. Or they can flip a coin and decide to be whatever they want to be. The culture of this nation has become evil. So for all you people south of the border, hopefully you're catching this station down there in Mexico, down by Panama in that narrow strait. Turn around, go back. You don't want to come to America. You have no future here. We in America are starting to realize we may not have a future here either. So go back. Go back and live in the hovels, on the streets of the cities in South America. You'll be safer there. You'll be much safer living in these cardboard houses. You come here, you have no future. Now, we have to, and I have looked at, and many researchers have looked at the problems and where the problem began in this country and the great war that began taking place in this country between the two political parties, Republican and Democrat. Well, somewhere along the way, the Republican Party became a party that just started with the R word. But it was really a party that was, though it started with the R word, you remember you were a Republican, but you were really at heart a Democrat. So there's one party today. Really. There's basically true conservatives and then Democrats. And those that are Republicans that are rhinos, they're Democrats. They're not conservative. They're just straight out Democrats. They're traitors to this country. Excuse me. Now, with this first article out of allnewspipeline.com, A Trojan Horse to Impose Full-Scale Tyranny Worse Than Any Government in History. This was May 3rd. D. Parker, All News Pipeline, the one I just read from. The reason I cover an article is because there are many people that don't have the internet. For those of you that do have the internet, you can go read these, but there are many that don't have these articles. So I try to go paragraph by paragraph with commentary, because it helps those listeners that don't have internet. Now, this is out of the AmericanThinker.com, and I'm not going to be able to finish it today. I'm probably going to resume tomorrow. I'm going to resume tomorrow. 8 startling and uncomfortable ways the Democrat Party emulates the Nazi Party. This is by Steve McCann. I'm pretty much 95% in agreement with this individual. And I like his commentary. It's his own personal commentary, his opinion. I'll tell you where I agree or I disagree. The Democrat Party, founded in 1828 by Andrew Jackson, the party at that time of slavery and the Confederacy. It initiated racial segregation by legislation, brutally enforcing Jim Crow laws. It unabashedly aligned with, supported the KKK for over nine decades, promoting anti-Semitism, true, continue to be true, religious persecution, true, xenophobia, absolutely. And in the last 60 years, going back to about the going back into the 60s and 70s. Let me come back. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say, my guys aren't going down there? Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
And the truth is the truth. I have many, many family members and friends and that are Democrats. They're good people. I like them. I don't care for the Democrat Party. I don't care for the philosophy and the spirit of what the Democrat Party is. It's a definite, is really the Democrat Party is a combination of communism, socialism, Marxism, all the isms, evil. And you go back into history and you can see that evil, but now the Democrat Party has worked with the evil in the Republican Party too. Richard Cheney, Dick Cheney, his whole family, the Bushes, George Sr., George Jr., Jeb, all of them. No difference. And this is the corruption of this society. It's hard. You know, you have to have years ago, I worked in San Francisco making a product called tofu. You take soybeans and you boil them and you extract the milk out of them and you have soy milk. Well, to make curd, you had to have something to cause a coagulation. Well, the coagulation, Nagari, whatever it may be, would cause the milk to separate out of the water and you could make the curds. Well, in the last 20, 30 years in this country, we have had, you might say, something that has caused the truth between the Republican Party and the Democrat Party to coagulate so we can see the truth. And it was all these different conservative groups throughout independence, the Tea Party, the MAGA, the conservatives, whatever you want to call it. They were the Nagari or the coagulant that caused everything to be seen the way it really is and pull the blinds off of the eyes of the people in this country so you could see party, the Republican Party, really the same party, evident during Bush Sr. and the following Clinton administration. The Clintons and the Bushes, same agenda, different techniques, working hand in hand, harmony, you know, to what? To continue to build empire. The Clintons, or Bill, and the Bushes, they were part of COG, continuity of government, put in place by powers that be that you don't believe exist, many of you, a shadow government, a controlling group of elites in this country and maybe other countries that have the power to pick and do pick and place these individuals at the president, at the levels of the president. Best example, Joe Biden. You think this guy is there accidentally? No. And this is the proof. They laugh. They think we put a buffoon in and the American people accept it. Well, except the fact is today's program is over. We'll talk to you tomorrow. The present truth, Rich Rodriguez, 360agency.com for podcast. Have a wonderful evening.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD, CBD as nature intended.
Hey 1360 fans, Tika here with Serenity Painting. Did you know that we also offer concrete, framing, drywall, and much more? For a free estimate, call us at 970-978-9565. Mention 1360 and receive 15% off any construction service and or free upgrade to lifetime warranty paint with a 7-year labor warranty included. Call us today at 970-978-9565.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.